talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Come on in, if you'd like to take the grand tour of the lonely house that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you. Some things I know will chill you to the bone. Over there.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was from the legendary George Jones. And I don't know if you've been able to catch the Showtime series about George Jones and Tammy Wynette. Very, very interesting look at their lives and their careers and everything. Thought we'd pay homage to the great George Jones, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to today's show producer Paige Taylor. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up February 3rd through the 5th, two weekends from now, at the North Charleston Convention Center, and I'll be talking about a little bit about that in a minute. But today's show, we're going to be talking with Christy Holbert with Gateway Supply, and Gateway Supply is a plumbing fixture company that sells sinks and faucets and showers, anything to do with the plumbing in your kitchen and bathroom. And they've got a beautiful showroom in North Charleston you should check out. Also, Abby Evans with Metal and Pedal, and they're a design firm that works with both commercial clients and also residential clients in making their spaces quite beautiful and unforgettable. Also, we'll be talking with Rachel Lolar and with Advanced Window Fashions. And Advanced Window Fashions is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up February 3rd through the 5th. And then finally, an interview with Stephen Radnecki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. And we're very proud to have Atlantic Bedding and Furniture as one of the sponsors also of the Charleston Home and Design Show. But let me just take a minute and tell you a little bit more about what's going to be going on at the Charleston Home and Design Show. First of all, we've got our just kind of going in chronological order. Friday is one of our big days where we're going to be, we have free admission on Friday, and at most home shows throughout the country, Friday is kind of a slow day, and they count on Saturday and Sunday for the vendors, that is, for good traffic. But our home show, the Charleston Home and Design Show, we have free admission on Friday, and that's one of our biggest attended days. And then also on Friday, we've got the Top 10 Awards Party, and that is from 6 to 9 p.m., and it's free admission 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday, but then at 6 to 9 for the party, there is a $20 admission. However, give you a little inside scoop. If you are a homeowner and you have a remodel or construction project going on now, or you plan to sometime in the future, You just tell us that at the entrance, and we're going to get you in for free also on Friday. And then if you're a builder, if you're an architect, if you're an interior designer, we'd also like you to come to the Top 10 Awards party on Friday evening at the Charleston Home and Design Show for free. Just tell us that at the door. Otherwise, if you just want to come and look around and have some great nibbles and bites that will be available at all of the home show vendors' booths, and that's by design. We want attendees at the party to visit all of our different vendors, and so you never know what they'll be serving right around the corner. So that encourages people to kind of walk around and visit all the vendors. But that's going on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday we've got the admission Saturday is from 10 until 6, and it's $8 admission. The first 100 families on Saturday and Sunday to get to the show will get a free Tervis tumbler from the Tervis shop downtown. So that's pretty cool. And get more information at CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com. Have a great weekend. And joining us now is Christy Hulbert with Gateway Supply in North Charleston. How you doing, Christy?
How are you?
Good, good. Christy, take a moment. Tell everyone about Gateway Supply.
Well, Gateway Supply is a full-service showroom featuring kitchen, sinks, faucets, and everything that would go into the kitchen. We have full bathrooms, freestanding tubs, shower systems, faucets, lighting.
Very good. Very good. So Gateway Supply, you folks can help anyone that might have a bathroom remodel project or a kitchen remodel project in terms of helping them pick out their sinks and faucets and shower heads and toilets, everything plumbing fixture oriented, correct?
Absolutely. We can help from start to finish.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. And you know, one of the things that I think people that are remodeling might ask is, you know, why would I want to go to like an independent plumbing fixture store like Gateway Supply versus maybe going to a big box store and buying my plumbing fixtures there? And there's a difference, right, between the quality of the fixtures that are sold at a big box store versus an independent plumbing house like Gateway Supply?
Absolutely. Our products we carry are on the wholesale level. They have a limited lifetime warranty. They're all metalworking pieces. They're more for the professionals versus the do-it-yourselfers.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And whereas some of the, I've always heard that some of the plumbing fixtures that they sell at the big box stores have more plastic in the fixtures themselves. And is that accurate?
They do. The manufacturers make a retail product and a wholesale product. And with us, you're getting the wholesale product.
Gotcha. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things to think about is, you know, you might look at a Moen faucet or any brand faucet and say, well, it's less expensive at the big box store, but it's more than likely going to be installed by a plumber. And so you have the cost of installation, whether you buy the plumbing fixtures from Gateway Supply or a big box store, but then the fixtures from Gateway Supply are going to last a lot longer. And, whereas the ones from a big box store are probably going to wear out sooner. So then you have the double cost of a plumber coming out to replace the fixture that went bad. Is that right?
You're absolutely correct. I tell people all the time, buy it once and you won't have to replace it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Very good. Yeah. And that's nothing against big box stores. They tell the manufacturers, hey, we got to keep our price points low. And so the way the manufacturers respond is, okay, well, we'll have to put some plastic pieces in versus all brass or metal or that kind of thing. So in order to satisfy you, Mr. Big Box Store, to be able to offer something at a lower price, but you're also getting the quality's not as good as you would find at a plumbing house like Gateway Supply.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, talk about sort of paint a picture for our listeners. So like when someone enters the Gateway Supply showroom, which, by the way, is one of the most beautiful showrooms in Charleston.
Thank you.
What will they encounter when they first walk in? And then how do you have the showroom organized at Gateway Supply?
Well, first of all, we have a great team here in our showroom that is more than happy to help anyone who walks through our doors. We have different vignettes. We have different brands, and we categorize them on the walls as the brands. We'll walk you through, get an idea of your taste, and it's really easy once we start and get an idea of the homeowner's taste and style. We're here to help them with the whole project.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And, you know, one of the things that homeowners are most concerned about is they don't want to make a mistake. If you make a mistake when you're building or remodeling, sometimes that's an expensive mistake. And so, you know, they do you ever get the question like, you know, is what if we mixed finishes, is that okay? Is that acceptable? Will it look strange? Am I going to be making a mistake with something like that?
We're seeing a lot of mixed finishes these days. I wouldn't necessarily mix the plumbing fixture finish, but with lightings and door hardware and drawer pulls, you're totally okay to mix those finishes these days.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what are some of the more popular finishes that you're seeing at Gateway Supply?
We're seeing a lot of the brush gold. It's very beautiful. We're seeing a lot of matte black, which is also a really nice warm finish.
Oh, yeah.
And chrome is still king. We're always selling chrome, polished chrome finish as well. But really right now, the brush gold is what's in.
Gotcha. Do you feel like, if someone were to buy like brush gold or something like that, is that something that's going to, go out of style? Cause when you're buying these fixtures, you're expecting to keep them for a while. And, you don't want to be too trendy. I'm thinking of like, when the house I grew up in had the avocado colored you know, toilet bowl and matching sink, or maybe the Pepto Bismol colored pink plumbing commode and plumbing fixtures, those were certainly popular at the time, but they're not so much anymore.
Yes. I think the brush gold is here to stay for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. And the matte black, that's I love any surface that has got that matte finish to it. And you're saying that those are pretty popular too, huh?
Absolutely. Matte black is very popular right now.
Gotcha. So as you're walking through the Gateway Supply showroom, again, how do you have it organized? Is there different sections with the vignettes that are devoted to just the bathroom? And then is there a separate section devoted to kitchen products?
There is. We have bathrooms throughout the showroom, mm-hmm. but the kitchen section is all in one section. And it features many kitchen sinks and a wide variety of kitchen faucets.
Mm-hmm. Does Gateway Supply still have that awesome elevated dog washing? How do you refer to that?
Yeah, we do. It's a dog wash station, and it gives our homeowners and visitors in the showroom a great idea. We've seen people replicate what we've done and come up with something on their own, because we can't forget about our pets.
Mm-hmm. And this is a very simple idea. Can you describe what this dog washing station looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a basic shower pan just a 48-inch shower pan that we elevated the tile so that you're not bending over washing your pet. Mm-hmm. And we have a faucet with a handheld sprayer to help rinse your pet.
Mm. Some of the simplest ideas, I think, are some of the best out there. And that is such a simple idea. It doesn't cost a lot. What an impactful, type of thing to be able to put in your house. Where do you see some of the customers of Gateway Supply when they see that dog washing station? Where are they putting that? Like in a mud room or something, a laundry room?
Mud room mostly. Mm-hmm. The mud rooms these days are becoming much larger than they used to be. So sometimes it's either in the laundry room or the mud room.
Gotcha. That's pretty cool. And are any of the vignettes, the kitchen vignettes, plumbing supply vignettes, or the bathroom vignettes, are they any of them working vignettes?
We have the kitchen section, we have the faucets as working, and we have shower heads, mm-hmm. working shower heads, and we have a working bathroom.
Gotcha. And I always find this kind of funny, and it is necessary. When we were picking out tubs and commodes for when we were building a house, usually the staff will encourage you to sit on the toilet, to get inside that bathtub and stretch out, just to kind of feel what it's like, right?
Absolutely. And don't feel embarrassed. It happens all the time. You got to make sure it's comfortable.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You just have to do it because you're going to be living with that fixture for a while.
And we want you to be happy.
Exactly. You mentioned before we started the interview that Gateway Supply has a couple new displays.
We do. We have a new Kohler wall with many, many shower heads and shower fixtures along with sink faucets. We have a new Moen display along with our existing ones. We're always updating and reinventing our showroom.
Nice. Very good. And what are some of the more popular fixtures that you are seeing people buy over and over again?
We're constantly seeing the apron front or farmhouse sinks. That's still a big popular. Mm-hmm. Pull down faucets or the semi-pro, which is what you'd mostly find in like a working restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big
selling
feature.
That's what I wanted when we in our kitchen, and we I don't know, my wife steered me away from it or something, because it reminded me of my early days in high school washing dishes, and I take care of the dishes at home, and it just sort of brought me back to that. I said I want a professional looking sprayer like I had at the Pizza Hut restaurant I worked at. So those are pretty cool. How about the rain heads?
Rain heads are still very popular.
Are they? Do you ever get complaints about the volume of water coming out of those shower heads?
Well, all manufacturer shower heads are regulated by the government to only give you 2.5 gallons per minute.
Mm-hmm.
The heads we sell are pressurized, but the larger the head, the less pressure it's going to feel.
Mm-hmm. And there's a little industry trick that plumbers know about if you want to increase the water pressure on those shower heads or even faucets in your kitchen or bathroom, right?
There is. It's called a flow restrictor, and it's easily removable.
Nice. Well, that's one of those things that you definitely want to take advantage of. Is that something a homeowner could do on their own, or do they need a plumber to do that?
A homeowner can take it out on their own. It's just a little washer that's right at the tip of the connection where the shower head screws onto the shower arm.
Basically, holding back the water from so that it meets that federal guideline, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you what you mentioned Moen and Kohler. What are some of the other brands that Gateway Supply carries?
We carry Newport Brass. We carry Elkay. We carry Blanco. We carry Crosswater, California Faucets.
Nice. Nice. Well, if North Charleston has sort of become the mecca of showrooms for people that are building new custom homes or remodeling, doing large remodels, and definitely while you're up in North Charleston picking out your countertops or whatever showroom you happen to be visiting up in North Charleston, stop by Gateway Supply and check out all the plumbing fixtures. You've got a beautiful showroom at Gateway Supply, and it's very conveniently located. Can you tell everybody where that is?
I can. It's 2035 Spalding Drive in North Charleston. We're across the street from Floridacor. Yeah.
Yep. So it's right off of 26 and 526, and basically just off of Rivers Avenue. Very easy to find, easy to get there. And what about on the web?
We have a wonderful website that homeowners can also visit and make a wish list, and it gets emailed directly to one of our showroom staff, and we can price it and then invite the homeowner to come in and look at the fixtures in person.
Nice. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Christy Hulbert with Gateway Supply, and make sure to visit Gateway Supply next time you're in North Charleston. Thanks so much, Christy.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Abby Evans with Metal and Pedal. How are you doing, Abby?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Sure. Abby, take a moment and tell everyone about Metal and Pedal.
Great. Yeah. So Metal and Pedal is a full service interior design firm. We specialize in both residential and commercial work. We do about 50% of each. And our focus when it comes to all of our designs is to create a really bespoke, client-inspired environment. And our other main motivation is to handle ourselves professionally and to provide a really elevated service that matches the caliber of the interior we're going to design as well.
Okay, good deal. And when we're talking about design work, that's interior design, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. And how did you folks come up with that name, Metal and Pedal?
So that name is actually based on our founders. That would be Graham, the metal, and Jade, the pedal. They're our husband and wife team who founded Metal and Pedal as just newlyweds. And it has grown from there to include, you know, the rest of us.
All right. And Metal and Pedal, how long have you folks been around?
6 years. We have been in Charleston for about 1 year now, but our kind of main headquarters has been in Athens for 6 years, Athens, Georgia.
Gotcha. And I'm looking at your ad in the latest issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it has it says that Metal and Pedal is a full service high end design firm for residential and commercial design. So let's talk about the commercial part of that. What types of commercial businesses does Metal and Pedal have you worked with in the past or that you're looking to work with in the future?
Oh, all types. From, you know, yoga studios and spas to sorority houses and boutique hotels. You know, we've kind of touched every category, which is part of the reason why we love commercial work so much, is because there's so much diversity in it. And we get to learn a new industry every time we get a new project.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what's the Metal and Pedal approach to commercial design work?
It's a special one. Our approach is brand focused. You know, our commercial team is made up of individuals who are brand centric in their approach. So, you know, I manage many of our commercial projects, and my background is in branding and public relations. And we developed, Jade and I and Graham developed this approach to commercial design as kind of conducting this brand audit for our clients to start, getting a really good idea of who they are and what they're presenting to the public through their brand. And then based on that analysis, we come up with a brand persona and we design an environment for that persona. So it's a very focused and honed in process that we're very proud of. And we also really prioritize the logistics that come with every commercial project, which are timeline, budget. You know, these are not always things that designers put at the forefront when conducting a commercial project, because, you know, you have to sacrifice aesthetic in order to do so. But we really recognize that our clients, you know, this is their livelihood and they've got to swing their doors open and conduct this all in a timely manner. So we have a ordering system, and kind of our creative process is tailored to suit the timelines and the budgets of our commercial clients.
Excellent. So has Metal and Pedal worked with restaurants as an example?
Yes. We actually are in the process of finishing up a food hall in Watkinsville, Georgia. That has been our biggest restaurant project, with, I want to say, 7 or 8 vendors and individual spaces in this one giant food hall, which is the first food hall to come to Athens or Watkinsville. So it's very exciting. And that is supposed to be opening in the spring.
Okay, excellent. And what are some other examples of different commercial categories that Metal and Pedal has worked with?
Sure. We've definitely done workspaces. We work with corporate clients. We work with small businesses. We just wrapped up a really great vintage style barber shop. We've done a couple of yoga studios, spas, a boutique hotel that we're very proud of. And gosh, it's hard to pick a favorite from those. We also have found quite a niche in sorority house interiors, being from Athens, Georgia, where Greek life is so prominent. We have really found such a niche in these historic homes, where it's kind of this residential approach to a commercial design, and honoring old traditional historic homes with really inspiring interiors that honor that history, but also, you know, give the young women that live there a little bit more ownership. And that's where we're seeing a big kind of surge in interest in our commercial services, is in the sorority space.
Sometimes I think we may have some listeners that don't even know that they need the services of Metal and Pedal, and who would those be? I mean, is it maybe a business that's been maybe they opened 10, 20 years ago and maybe need a little bit of a facelift in terms of the overall aesthetic of their commercial space? Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. I think there's a wide appeal to our services for many different types of businesses. You know, we get approached by companies that have a really big history and a big impact in their industry, yet they just haven't prioritized, you know, creating a workspace that reflects that. So for those, you know, well-established companies that have big names in their space, we definitely are here to help them take what they've accomplished, take that story and infuse it into their space, help them recognize their accomplishments as their brand and give them examples of how that can resonate in their spaces. And we also work really well with clients who have taken the time to really develop a brand and invested in that. I mean, that's a huge investment to create a well thought out and well developed brand. So we definitely like to position ourselves with those clients, because we can honor the work they've done to create that brand by ensuring that their interior and therefore their customers' experience embodies that brand.
You know, our listeners may have gone to a restaurant or different restaurants and thought, wow, the interior of this restaurant is so cool. And that didn't happen by accident. There was an interior designer involved that helped to create that space. And most average people, you know, even the business owners they can't accomplish that on their own. And I guess I'm thinking of like we've done, Charleston Home and Design Magazine has done several features where we have gone to some of the newer hotels in Charleston mm-hmm. and photographed the bathroom spaces and said, you know, this is, if you like this look, because sometimes you go on vacation and you're like, oh, wow, this space is so
sure.
cool. And trying to, if you want to adopt some of those, that same look in your home, for example. And we've done that with restaurants where we've gone in and an interior designer has created a really cool space. And we say, you know, if you want to borrow, some of the aesthetics from this restaurant and into your own kitchen, you know, this is a good way to do it. And I think about there's a restaurant downtown, kind of my go-to breakfast place. If I ever go out to breakfast, Big Bad Breakfast. And like I love simple ideas. Like they took these, commercial egg cartons. So not the egg cartons that you buy in a grocery store, but I guess they're much bigger. It's like a square that might hold, I don't know, 48 or more eggs. And they painted them different colors and they attached them to the ceiling. And mm-hmm. you look at that and you go, wow, I would have never thought of doing that. And it's such a simple idea. It's just these commercial egg cartons that they repurposed. And has Metal and Petal ever used some of those simple ideas that people might not ever think of?
Oh, sure. And I'm trying to think of a great example to give you. The best part about that example is the dual purpose, which is there's a little bit of an acoustic effect there as well. That is just kind of, you know, an added perk to that approach, which I love. And that's kind of what commercial is all about. It's about, you know, an approach that's aesthetic and unique, but also dual purpose. Everything has to make sense and everything has to have some kind of, you know, amenity that it provides. Mm-hmm. I would say one of our biggest rabbit out of the hat moments in commercial was with an event space. We worked with a wedding venue in Athens that had this storage unit. I mean, it's a beautiful old historic home sitting on a great garden and courtyard. And it had this kind of unfortunate storage shed sitting pretty central to the whole property. And, you know, it kind of created this hurdle for the wedding planner on site, because she would have to kind of disguise it or hide it or just, you know, make it go away in photos. And what we ended up doing was working with her to update and upgrade that storage shed into a kind of old world European inspired conservatory potting shed. And in the same approach, hide four restrooms inside of it, because she was in need of extra restrooms that, you know, she typically had to get off site and bring them on site. And this way, you know, when you walk in the space, all you see is this really beautiful horse trough that functions as a potting sink and also a spot to wash your hands. And if you round a corner, you'll find four restrooms that are hidden. So they don't look and appear as like, oh, wow, there's a restroom in the middle of this venue, mm-hmm. but it served a purpose. It made the investment worthwhile to her, because that's what she needed to add as far as amenities go to her property. And then it also just elevated the whole appearance, and we made it beautiful. And it's actually a spot where, you know, folks want to take pictures and use as a backdrop. But it has that dual purpose there as well.
That's cool. Was in this structure was hiding in plain sight.
Exactly.
Was she like, oh my gosh, I've never thought of doing that. It was
kind
of a eureka moment, huh?
She approached us actually with the hope of like, can we build something on, you know, this lot to give us some closed space. And, you know, it's tough specifically in Athens with historic properties to do that. So we approached her with this idea of like, hey, you have this existing structure. It just needs a whole lot of love, but it could serve many purposes for you. We even built in to one of the sides, you know, the whole thing is windows And one of the sides opens completely and has a bar top there. So she has, before for events, set up a bar there and done cocktail hour where they're serving out of that side of the structure. So it's that's the magic of commercial design, is coming up with the aesthetic that everyone wants to see, but also serving the client in multiple ways and checking multiple things off their list, because, you know, that's what you're hired to do.
Do you ever get any, because sometimes interior designers come up with ideas that are pushing the envelope a bit. Mm-hmm. And what happens when you present those ideas to the decision maker? And do you ever get any pushback like that? I'm not sure I want to do that kind of thing.
Sure. I mean, you know, of course, but I think this is why the branding approach is so important, because, you know, if you're approaching a client without that objectivity of like, okay, this is the brand you've created, you know, this is what we think that brand has to have in the physical space in order to be embodied appropriately, you know, you get the client in a different perspective, and it kind of opens them up a little bit to push out of their comfort zone. And mm-hmm. we did that with our old fashioned barber that we worked with and recently finished up. They were, you know, they approached us with this great vision, but what we came up with really pushed them out of their comfort zone. And I think the only reason they really were able to, you know, see that is because we were really talking about it from a brand perspective and talking about it from, you know, kind of the vision they had and the brand that created is now, you know, lending itself to something really unique. Mm-hmm. So it always helps to put it in those terms, because I think then the clients can see it without, you know, thinking through a very specific lens, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, we talked a lot about the commercial design portion mm-hmm. of Metal and Pedal. What about the, we're almost out of time, but what about the residential side?
Oh yeah. It's very similar. You know, we approach our clients, in a very personal way. We want to understand the needs, of their family, of their space, and how it needs to be tailor-made for them. And then we do the same thing. You know, we push the envelope a little bit, we elevate, their interior, and in doing so elevate their lifestyle. You know, that's our whole philosophy, is that your interior should rise to meet you and inspire you to have a really, really elevated lifestyle. So mm-hmm. that's what we focus on. And again, it's a full service. So, you know, you get the turnkey experience when you work with us. We install everything, ourselves. You know, you don't have to deal with a cardboard box. It all comes to our warehouse. And then you get to walk into it styled, set, and done. And that's, you know, how we feel interiors should be executed.
Hmm. Interesting. I think anyone, in my experience, I'd never worked with an interior designer before we built our house. And mm-hmm. ever since then, we have, whenever we try to think about doing a project, we always feel like we need to ask an interior designer to get confirmation on some of our ideas or anything like that. Yeah. Like in my experience, anyone who has worked with an interior designer in the past would never do a project without an interior designer in the future.
Sure.
And sure. So they get it. And whereas there's a lot of people out there who either they don't understand what an interior designer does. They think that you're just going to arrange furniture or something. Mm-hmm. And it's much, much more than that.
Absolutely. And there's also this, you know, kind of misunderstanding that designers are simply pushers. You know, hey, I'm pushing this on you. This is what you need to have. This is what I believe you need to have. But truly, the way I see it is designers are advocates for their clients, whether that be what your experience was in a new build project, or, you know, just advocating for a better lifestyle for you and using the resources they have to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we really feel about our clients, is that we're their advocates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I it's almost like, when you go and get your hair cut, or styled, and, you start to get compliments about it. And, mm-hmm. you know, most people just say, oh, thank you, as if they had anything to do with it. You know, you're just kind of sitting there. And it was the hairstylist that did all the work and created that look for you. And that's kind of like it is with working with an interior designer. If you want a look that is going to be beyond whatever you could come up with on your own, and a space where you're going to, it's going to be, you know, obviously it's going to work, and it's going to be healthy and address safety issues. Mm-hmm. But a space that you could never come up with on your own, you definitely want to work with an interior designer like Metal and Petal. And how can folks get more information about Metal and Petal?
Yeah, absolutely. The best place to see us live in action and see all of our updates is to visit our Instagram, which is just Metal and Petal. But we also just launched a brand new website, so you could check that out as well. It's metalandpetal.com. And then to get in touch, we typically recommend just giving us a call. Our number is listed on our website, or shooting us an email, or filling out one of our form submissions on our website.
Excellent. And you can always find Metal and Petal within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine as well. Well, we've been talking with Abby Evans with Metal and Petal Interior Design. Thanks so much, Abby.
Thank you.
And joining us on the phone right now is Rachel Lolar with Advanced Window Fashions. How you doing, Rachel?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. We are very, very proud to have Advanced Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And that's happening February 3rd through the 5th, Friday through Sunday, at the North Charleston Convention Center. And Rachel, take a moment and tell everyone about Advanced Window Fashions.
Awesome. So we are a local window treatment company. We are located in Mount Pleasant, Charleston. We are Charleston's original Hunter Douglas Gallery. We've been so for almost 3 decades now. We've been doing the home show for quite a while with y'all too. We're really excited to be back again. Excited to kind of showcase what we do. Excited to kind of introduce our new installers to everyone, and really just hit 2023 ready to serve Charleston again for another year.
All right. That's great. And you've got some new products that you're going to be premiering at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Can you talk about what you're going to have on display?
Yes, we are really, really excited. A lot of updates and changes. Hunter Douglas rolled out May of last year. So we've got a lot of new products that hit the market last year that we're going to be bringing. What we're most excited about is the Hunter Douglas Halo. It is a brand new shade type that we'll be showcasing at the home show. We're super excited to unveil it and kind of show it off to folks. We've also partnered.
What does that look like?
So it's very similar to kind of a fabric blind almost. Hunter Douglas carries a similar product. It's called the Silhouette. But what's nice about the Halo is it gives you so much more light control and privacy control, and it just really looks elegant. We're very, very excited about it.
Cool. Well, good deal. What else will you have?
We partnered with some new fabric vendors that we got the chance to meet at another trade show. So we will be showcasing some drapery at the home show with this new vendor. We'll have drapery panels up this year, which we're very excited about, hardware samples. So folks may be looking to spice up current window treatments, or maybe add something to an existing room. We'll get to get a sample really of drapery and what we can do with custom drapery panels.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, this time of year, everybody has a project around the house, and window treatments might be part of that list. And what are some of the more popular window treatments that Advanced Window Fashions has been seeing customers choosing?
Since we are in the South, plantation shutter year after year continues to be a timeless favorite, very classic look. And with so many design options that they have available now, there's something really for every style, whether you have a more traditional style or you have a much more modern style. There are a lot of design options to kind of fit those needs. Wovens are also a very, very popular option. We get questions about wovens every other day. So those are always good options. So the wovens, we have a couple of different textures, but more, you know, familiar kind of way to describe them is it's those grassy kind of bamboo-y looking shades. Very popular since we are on the coast. They have, you know, kind of add a rustic texture or a coastal look. And those tend to be very, very popular, especially homes that are more seaside bound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's got a more natural look mm-hmm. to them. And yeah. do they operate like some of the other shade options with the top down and the lower? I'm not using the right terminology, am I?
What's nice about the wovens, especially some of the brands that we carry, is you do have a lot of design options. So you can have a very traditional Roman shade where you've got some very pretty folds when it's fully raised. Again, just to give a window just a very finished look. They do have top down bottom options where you can have the top of the shade come down. So the bottom of the window is covered to give you privacy, but you have an open space at the top to give you the light. And that way you don't have to, you know, have your shade up or down all the time, and you get the best of both, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
They even make vertical wovens, which is kind of neat. So if you've got a wide space, maybe over a slider, or maybe you have big picture windows and a horizontal shade is not an option, our woven shades can be transformed into a vertical, almost like a woven drapery option.
Mm-hmm. You know, window treatments, some people, including me, I used to think that that was kind of could be a DIY project, but it really isn't. You really need to hire a professional. And one of the main reasons that, and I've talked about this when I've interviewed you before, is like when I measured one window one time and I went out and bought six sets of mini blinds for the six windows, and it turned out every window was a little bit different, and you would have never guessed that. But even in new construction, some of the window dimensions can vary a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All of our installers and our sales staff, we go through pretty rigorous training to learn how to measure, learn how to order treatments so that factory deductions and fabric deductions will fit in the window appropriately. Definitely don't want anything too big or it won't fit, and too small kind of looks wrong, or it might, you know, just not sit in your window properly. So we are all trained and certified to make sure that every window treatment fits every window perfectly.
Well, that's awesome. Well, how can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions for now? And then, of course, they'll be able to see you at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 3rd through the 5th.
Of course. So we are located in Mount Pleasant. Our address is 502 Wando Park Boulevard. You can't miss us. We've got a big sign out front. We have a showroom here with all of our products hanging up, so you can, you know, look at everything, feel, touch, experience, and really, you know, narrow down what you're looking for your home. We also have a website that's got our products listed. So even just as you're in those planning stages and you're trying to weed out what you like and what you don't like, our website has all of our products listed. And then, of course, if you give us a call, we always have a staff member who is happy to help answer any questions and get you rolling on your project and talk those next steps with you. We love helping.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Rachel Lolar with Advanced Window Fashions, and we're very proud to have Advanced Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. So come on out to talk with them and to see how they can help you with your window treatment needs in the future. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you for having us, Tim. We're looking forward to seeing y'all.
You too. And joining us on the phone right now is Steve Rudnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Tim. How you doing today?
Good, good. We are very, very proud to have Atlantic Bedding and Furniture as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And Steve, Atlantic Bedding and Furniture will be out at the show. Can you tell everyone about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture?
Sure. We've been here in the Charleston area for over 15 years now. We're locally owned and operated. So one of those last mom and pop owned by the Tononi family, mattress and furniture stores, home furnishings, everything that we have in our showroom here in North Charleston. Been proud to be part of the Charleston community and provide just great values and great products to the community as well.
Gotcha. Good deal. And how long has Atlantic Bedding and Furniture been around?
So about 15 years now. We started off just selling mattresses in a small flex space back in, what was it, about 2006, I want to say, or so, about there. And just grew. We eventually moved into a format where we had some licensees up and down the East Coast. And then we just slowly backtracked and just, brought things a little more central to the Lowcountry here to Charleston, really concentrated on this market, providing, exceptional values and customer service to the folks of the Lowcountry. And now we've, just been absolutely crushing it with our store here on Rivers Avenue in North Charleston and, providing, furniture and great service to really every single town in the Lowcountry. We go all the way up to Columbia still for deliveries. We've been down to Savannah. We go up to Myrtle Beach. So wherever our listeners are, if they're looking for great furniture at a great price, come check us out and, we'd be happy to earn your business.
Well, that's great. And I've mentioned this before when I've entered in past interviews that people who are building new custom homes and doing remodel projects, they very often are taking heading to North Charleston to the various countertop showrooms and what have you. A lot of the material companies' showrooms are in North Charleston, and I always encourage people to while you're up there, swing by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. You're in a very convenient location, right off of Rivers Avenue, right near the interstate, and all. And what will they find when they walk in? Can you kind of paint a picture for our listeners? What will they see and experience when they enter? Sure. Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a beautiful large showroom here in North Charleston. We're right at the end of Ashley Phosphate in the North Point Plaza on Riverson Avenue at 7400 Rivers Avenue. And when you walk in, you're going to feel a no pressure sales. You're going to be greeted by one of our excellent sales staff. They're going to give you time to walk around, look around. They're going to explain, the layout of the store. You're going to walk in and you're going to see some beautiful bedroom sets right there up front. You're going to see some absolutely, stunning leather sets, some beautiful sectionals and other living room groups. We've got a section off to the side where we kind of concentrate a lot of our dining, which has been absolutely flying out of the warehouse with the holidays that just passed. So we've got a lot of our dining. So as you walk through our main showroom, you're just going to see little vignettes of, just to kind of like pique your interest, give you an idea of what your living room, your bedroom could look like with the furniture that we have available. And then on our other side of our showroom, we also have our mattress gallery. So everything that you need to get a great night's sleep, from mattresses to adjustable bases and foundations and pillows and sheets and mattress protectors. We carry a wide range. We also, carry all of the Nectar and Dream Cloud lines. We carry Ghost Bed as well. So opportunities for you when you're on social media, and if you search Nectar once, you're going to get their ads forever. But the Nectar and Dream Cloud lines are, they're fantastic mattresses. They're those bed in the box ones. You lay on it in our showroom. You could take it home with you that day. It fits in the trunk, fits in an SUV, fits in the backseat of a car. And it really gives you an opportunity to lay down and test them out and see, how your body adjusts to those mattresses. And then also on that side, we're actually in 2023, we're going to be, opening up a small extreme value center for our budget conscious, consumers who are looking for something, whether it's for a guest room or a kid's room or just looking to buy a quality product at an affordable price. We're going to have a number of products in that area where they really won't bust your checking account and bust the, and you'll be able to get some really nice stuff there as well.
Well, that's great. And Steve, you mentioned that Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, you went to the High Point Furniture Market recently this fall. And for people who may not know, High Point is kind of like the headquarters for furniture retailers, they and manufacturers, they visit the various showrooms in High Point. And what was your takeaway from the fall market at High Point?
Yeah, you know, it's a great time as always. We were up there in October, up at High Point, and you know, for the home furnishings and industry, and it's sensory overload. It's about 4 days of morning to night of just nonstop hitting showrooms, visiting with manufacturers you've done business before in the past, and checking out their new products and placing your orders for the next year. And then also, you know, getting a chance to check out new manufacturers and new retailers and seeing what they have for options, especially when you get into accents and things along those lines. So, you know, it was a great opportunity to meet up with a lot of people up there. We were really excited about some of the products that we placed on order in October, and now they're starting to filter into our warehouse here. In fact, this afternoon, our guys are going to be emptying two containers. We've got some beautiful Power Motion sets that we ordered that'll be on our floor.
Power Motion sets?
So Power Motion for living room groups, you know, we're talking about leather love seats, leather sectionals, sofas that are power, that's not manual, that you're not using the lever to recline, that these are going to be double and triple power. So you're talking a power headrest, the power footrest, the reclining function, and then some of them also have lumbar support, which is power as well. So I mean, just, you know, everything is as comfortable as you can get as far as living room collections go. And then they come obviously with the USB ports, so you can charge your electronic devices while you're sitting there watching your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies. And we've got a couple different colors, you know, coming as well. So just if you're looking to really revamp your living room, a man cave, a home theater area, this is the place to come. We've got some incredible selections that we ordered back in October that are finally coming into our warehouse now.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture?
So AtlanticBeddingAndFurniture.com is our website. That's, you know, everything that we have on our floors in our showroom is on our website. Pricing's on there. You can go ahead and purchase on our website. In fact, for your listeners here, Tim, today, if you enter the coupon code CHD, like Charleston Home Design, you can save 15% off your online order. So your entire, plug that code in, take a look at our website. You'll be able to save 15% off the price that's on our website. And that's exactly what we have in store, in stock, ready to go. You can pick it up the same day, the next day. Our warehouse is open till 5 p.m. And then we've got deliveries 5 days a week. And, you know, it's we're able to get our furniture into the homes usually within 48 hours or so. We've got openings on our schedule for people around the Lowcountry. Well.
All right, that's great. And once again, thank you so much to Atlantic Bedding and Furniture for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And come on out and see Atlantic Bedding and Furniture at the Charleston Home and Design Show February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. We've been talking with Steve Radnecki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.